This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. A little freaked out this morning. So I left some garbage out overnight. And it was unguarded trash bags. And this morning when I was getting into my car to come to this shift, there was this little giant rat thing. Was it a raccoon? I think it was a possum. Never really seen one up close. I've seen some in videos. I've never seen one that close. It's just slithering its way past my garage, past the garbage bags. Yeah, they were open. Trash is everywhere in my yard now. But I was scared of that thing. I know the reputation of possi. So I'm a little freaked out this morning. And that's why. But we'll move on. We'll be all right. Everything's fine. I sure hope I'm going to pick up that trash when I get home. Everything's going to be fine. But I heard possi are not to be messed with. And I was just scared. It just looks like a giant rat. It just looks like a giant rat. Yeah. Scary encounter. Scary encounter. Or passing, I should say, because I didn't encounter it. Sure, it would have bit me if I encountered it, but that's why I wanted to stay as far away from it as I could. So hopefully I can rectify that situation. But, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, if you want to give me a call. I've got several things to address this morning. The integrity of Mike Tomlin is once again being questioned by many. As David Bednar, a trade piece that the Pirates can send away for some more ideal talent at this point, especially with the Pirates' reputation of developing, or at least finding, serviceable closers year to year. And apparently the Dodgers have interest in an Austin Hedges, Rich Hill package. Little suspicious there. Why would the Dodgers, who are fighting for first place, be interested in Austin Hedges with Rich Hill? I mean, Hill might still have some value, especially if he goes back to a team he's familiar with, but Austin Hedges. Does this mean he has value because the Dodgers are interested in him? We'll talk about all that in due time. And if you want to give me a call and you want to express your opinions on anything Pittsburgh sports, you're welcome to 412-928-9370 is the phone number. That's 412-928-9370. You can call me on the phone. You can tweet at me, at Callis_33 is my Twitter handle, so if you want to send me a tweet as well or just tag me in a tweet with your comments, you're welcome to communicate with me that way as well, and we'll talk. But real quick, I found out a few years ago that the Western Pennsylvania is actually, there are several leagues, several teams that exists throughout Western Pennsylvania that have an interest in playing professional wiffle ball. And I wasn't familiar with it at first until some connections through school got me to seeing how these guys play. And then I realized it's not just a Western Pennsylvania thing. There is a National Wiffle Ball League. It's the National Wiffle Ball League Association. So teams from around the country form up to play competitive wiffle ball with strict rules, slight deviations from the Major League Baseball rules as we know it. But when the pandemic happened, after it was over, the championship, the national championship, was delayed a bit. It had been hosted in Ohio for several years. Then it was scheduled to move to Indiana, but the pandemic caused them to move to a different location, and Western PA was a location of interest. And so in 2020, there was a national wiffle ball tournament and championship that took place, I think, in North Strabane or South Strabane Township down in Washington County. And it was a little bit, I don't know how much interest it drew. It was outside. I can't remember exactly I was there, but I don't remember how many people were there. But it was a little strict because of the regulations at the time because of the pandemic. But here we are now 3 years later, and that National Wiffle Ball Championship is being played again in Western Pennsylvania at Wild Things Park on Sunday. So day after Doran and the celebrity softball game that's being taken place on Saturday at Wild Things Park. So a couple events going on there this weekend, but yeah, a National Wiffle Ball Championship. Like, teams from around the nation are coming to Western Pennsylvania. Professional wiffle ball players going to play for the national championship at Wild Things Park on Sunday. So I didn't know about this until as recently as 3 years ago, and now they're playing again, but at Wild Things Park. So they're playing, the championship should be at night, so you shouldn't miss the Pirate game because of this. But if you're looking for a unique sport to observe, watch nationally recognized wiffle ball teams play at Wild Things Park right here in Western Pennsylvania. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. And you know, I'm a baseball guy, so any even deviation of baseball, like softball, wiffle ball, to an extent, cricket. So yeah, no, I love all the sports with kind of those deviations of baseball, but yeah, to have wiffle ball in Western Pennsylvania, I think is unique. All right, Pittsburgh sports. What do I want to go into first? Let's see here. We'll acknowledge some of the trade targets that seem to be on the block for the Pirates right now. Austin Hedges and Rich Hill seemed to be a package interest for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And yeah, going through the All-Star break, the Dodgers are tied for first place with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So the Dodgers still not comfortably ahead in the division. And again, I talked about this yesterday. The divisions in Major League Baseball this year are crazy. It's weird how lopsided the talent is this year. And I talked about the AL Central, too. I cited them, or the teams in that division. The Cleveland Guardians lead with a 45-45 record. The Detroit Tigers are in third place. They're 10 games out of a wild card spot with a 39-50 record. The Tigers are 5.5 games back through the division lead. So it's a year where it's looking easier to win a division in certain divisions than to get a wild card spot. Now, as for the American League East, the talent in that division is overwhelming. And it looks like the Rangers and the Astros are the only two teams in the American League that have better records than two of the teams in the AL East, but every AL East team is over 500. So that's the kind of year it is. Well, the Dodgers seem to have interest now. They're 51-38. They're tied with the Diamondbacks with a 52-39 record, so the winning percentage is a little different, but in terms of leading the division and being ahead of other teams, they lead. They're the exact amount of games back of every other team in the division. Now, the Giants are coming to town, so depending on how well the Giants do against the Pirates will determine how competitive the division might get, but it is a three-team race right now. So the Dodgers aren't in a comfortable lead, and they don't technically have sole possession of the division lead in the National League West. So what do you do? Rich Hill, not the most consistent pitcher, but somebody who's been enjoyed by teammates, somebody who has given, you know, veteran experience and seemed to have his leadership present with the team this year. Do you throw him aside? Are you willing to part ways with him and send him to a team he used to play for to strengthen them and help them win a division for a return that I don't anticipate being very, very large? And then do you send Austin Hedges, the catcher that we've grown accustomed to hating here in Pittsburgh? Do you send him as well and let them continue to be battery mates on the high payroll, division leading Los Angeles Dodgers? And it's going to depend for me. And I'll tell you what it depends on. Oops, sorry, we had a call and now we don't. You can call 412-928-9370. I was about to pick up the phone, but then the person dropped. So call back. If you just called in, call back. I'll take your call. I just looked at the phones. But here's what it's going to depend on. The return has to be, at this point, the return has to be somebody who's under contract for a while, who is close to making a major league debut. I mean, like a month close, or somebody who's had major league experience, slight major league experience, is under contract for a while, somebody who's established as a big name, whether that be young talent or perhaps a veteran under contract. Got a caller? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, great show, man. This is Lou from Bentleyville.
Hi, Lou.
I want to hear your opinion about what you think we should do. If we win the next 4 out of 6 games against the San Francisco Giants and the Cleveland, do you think that we're going to be, should we sell? Should we try to make a few moves for next year? Or do you think we should stay pat the way we are and try to go for the playoffs? Thank you, and I appreciate you so much, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lou. I appreciate it. Listen, it's a weird year, and what I would do if I were the Pirates is that I would try to acquire a couple more pieces. I would shoot for the playoffs this year. I wouldn't mortgage the future and send a bunch of high-end prospects to other teams. But for me, you're 8.5 games out of the division. If you win 4 of 6, and let's say the Brewers or Cubs or even the Reds, really, if they all struggle, I think that you get back into it, and it's still a long season. You still have about 80 games left to play. I would go for it. I would see who would be interested in giving up a piece or two to add to see if the Pirates could make a run and really compete for the division. Because specifically the way that other teams are playing, the division is what you're going to have to hit. I don't think that the Pirates can get a wild card spot the way the rest of the league looks, which now I think about it, maybe it would be silly to go for the division lead because you have less of a chance of getting a spot for the playoffs. But also, you know, how often has this division looked this attainable? And I think that's frustrating because they had a lead and then they just stopped playing up above their expectations. So personally, though, I'd go for the division. I'd try to strike. If you're this close and the division is proven to be as weak as it is, I'd try to add. Now, the Pirates have been saying over and over again, I think Charrington said it or Bob Nutting might have thrown this in there somewhere, that they have not expected to compete this year. Like, they weren't expecting to compete this year. They were expecting to continue to develop. They were going to have one more development year. They were going to see who they were able to get in the draft with the number one overall pick, and they were going to make this one more developmental year while still housing some veteran talent on the team. The Carlos Santanas, the Austin Hedges, the Rich Hills of the team, the G-Man Choys. Right, acquiring talent that's a little more experienced to maybe guide young players to where they should be, or to give them advice to just let the young players observe what the experienced veterans have done. I think that was the purpose of this year. So I want them to buy. I would do that. I want them to add pieces. But judging on what they've said, judging on what I've known insiders to say, what I understand that the team has said is that they didn't expect to compete, and so they're not going to be too hasty with this year. They're not going to give up any young talent, much young talent, if any at all, to acquire veterans because they weren't supposed to compete anyway. So there's no reason to mortgage the future because internally the front office, the leaders of the team in the front office, they didn't expect this team to compete anyway. That's kind of frustrating when you understand how well they started and how attainable this division really is. I mean, I'm not saying that the Pirates are going to go on a winning streak in a way where they can realistically get the division lead. But if there was any year that the division was obtainable, it was this year. And I think that's where we're frustrated as fans, because you think if the Pirates could have held on, maybe May was a rough month, but they still were close. But that month of June happened, they lose 10 in a row. They lose 13 games in a 15 stretch, and then all of a sudden they are out of it. They're 8.5 games back. That is looking like it's getting to a number where you might not be able to come back from it. And the Cardinals are right below the Pirates at 11.5 games out. Any of those teams in the NL Central, even the Cardinals, could make a run and could compete with the Reds to take the division. Any of them could. If the Reds get cold enough and any of these other teams get hot enough, I mean, it's totally possible. It's not like the NL East where the Nationals are 24.5 out at this point, or the Rockies in the NL West are 18 games out, or even in the American League. Yeah, the Athletics, 27.5 games out. The Royals in the weakest division of baseball this year, the AL Central, 19.5 games out. So when you look at those, I mean, 8.5 doesn't seem like it's impossible. It's certainly improbable, but it's not impossible. So what would I do? Again, I would add. I would try to add, but you know, you don't want to give up too much, and maybe that's also where it's hard is from a fan's perspective versus a front office perspective. Maybe some other teams are stubborn and they can get better offers from other teams and they're not willing to just give up some of their established talent for a bargain, for a Pirates-friendly deal. And that's the struggles of the front office, too. It's not a perfect world. It's not a video game. Other teams are going to say no. Other teams are going to haggle for more because there are 28 other teams that exist in the league that can negotiate and perhaps give a better offer. I mean, it's business at the end of the day. The players are proven commodities. I would try to buy. I would try to acquire talent. I would try to acquire Major League Ready talent. But the way that the Pirates are talking about it, I don't think that they're going to do that come the trade deadline. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, this is Earl. And I was thinking about the situation the Pirates are in. And they're 8.5 out. St. Louis is on their butt. And it just looks like to me management is more interested in getting another high pick next year than winning the division.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Maybe they are. They said that they weren't going to compete this year, though. They weren't expecting to compete. So this landslide that they've been on, they weren't expecting. So maybe they were anticipating getting another high draft pick, which wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing at this point. The season has not gone. This season, in many ways, has not gone how we expected it. I mean, nobody expected them to start as hot as they did. Then they did. And then in all the highs, very few people, I think, thought that they would fall off as hard as they did. So I'm not going to say that they're just searching for a draft pick this season. I'm not going to generalize it that far. But at this point, I mean, if they're going to get another high draft pick, that's not the worst thing in the world at this point, I would say. It's more about what I'm talking about is who they're going to acquire as the trade deadline approaches and passes. I mean, we're a few weeks away from the trade deadline. So who could they acquire? Who could they send off for value? I mean, that's just really the question here. I don't think that the draft pick is as relevant, and I would say next year if they're searching for another high draft pick, or next year they're not more competitive in this division, then I would be more concerned. But at this point this year, I mean, to say things like that, I don't think it's worth it at this point to say that they're just searching for another high draft pick. I don't know that that was it. I really do believe that they want to fully develop much of the talent that they have in the minor league systems. But at this point in the season as well, I think they've waited too long for certain players like Andy Rodriguez, Quinn Priester, etc. So I'm not going to go as far as to say that yet. They're just searching for a high draft pick. But if this continues into next season, then I'm going to start to get heavily frustrated. My name is Nicholas Herring-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Coming up next, we're going to talk more baseball, maybe some Mike Tomlin opinions coming your way. If you want to call and you want to talk about anything Pittsburgh sports, you can at 412-928-9370. You can also reply to me on Twitter. You can tag me on Twitter at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. And we can chat. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 85. Low of 68. It's going to be mostly cloudy throughout the morning. Expect a 30% chance of thunderstorms, though, throughout the area throughout the day. And then tomorrow, 60% chance of rain with a high of 87 and a low of 68. It's going to be a hot weekend, but expect some rain over the weekend and then going into next week. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, mostly talking Pirates. I was going to talk Mike Tomlin a little bit, but nothing compares really to speculating what the Pirates could do going into the trade deadline as the trade deadline approaches. August 1st is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. The Pirates are 8.5 games out of the division lead, and they're even further away from the from a wild card spot. So what do? Do you buy? Do you sell? Who do you get? Who's on the trade block? Who's a trade target? I mean, there are a lot of questions surrounding the Pirates, and the Pirates are interesting this year, mainly because of their April. I mean, if they didn't have the April that they had, I think that this would just be another year where, okay, everything's kind of thrown away, you develop prospects, yada, yada, get to next season, we can hope for the best next season. But this year, they were competitive in the month of April. This year, they were nearly unbeatable. I think the only series that they lost that I remember was the series against the Astros that they lost in April. Everything else, though, everybody else, they seem to have a pretty strong grip on, and now they don't. Does David Bednar deserve to be on the trade block for the Pirates? I say short answer, yes. Long answer, who's the return? Which player is going to be returned? Which players are going to be returned to the Pirates? You want to acquire more prospects like O'Neill Cruz was acquired by the Pirates from the Dodgers in 2017 for closer Tony Watson. Is it going to be like that where we have to wait, 4 or 5 years to see him? No, I don't want that. Is there a prospect in an organization that is expected to be ready by the 2024 season, has developed far enough along where he could be ready by the high expectation year of 2024 that the Pirates have had? Maybe. Do you want to give me a veteran piece? Somebody who's has major league experience, who's under contract for another several years? Maybe, depending on where the needs are. Yeah, the Pirates seem to just magically pull closers out of nowhere. But I don't know if they want to be searching for a closer or try to put somebody in that position when they already have one who's established and under contract. But that's why I say, though, I don't want just a rental for David Bednar if they were putting him on the trade block. I don't want a prospect that you're going to have to wait years and years and years for. It's got to be somebody else who's under contract for multiple years, and it would have to be at a position of need. Is catcher a position of need? I don't think so. If they use their catchers on the roster already, better. Maybe put Henry Davis at catcher more often. Maybe call up Andy Rodriguez. So I don't know if catcher is a position of interest. The outfield's pretty strong right now. There are several options that they have in the outfield, both in the majors and in the minors. Right now, I don't know if they need to acquire an outfielder. If they trade Santana or Choi, they might need extra help at first base. Don't need much of the infield. You got Triolo and Hayes at third. O'Neill Cruz, when he comes back, is going to hold down shortstop. Nick Gonzalez also plays there as well as second. So I don't know how many positions of need right now. Maybe get another starting pitcher. I don't know who would trade a starter for a closer, though, among the other teams in Major League Baseball. So that's why this is difficult. There's so many factors to think about. Ideally, you'll want to put Bednar on the trade block if you can get a good return for him. But maybe it's not the best idea to trade an established closer, and maybe the return isn't going to be ideal enough for the Pirates to consider it, and so maybe their best option is to hold on to him because he's an established closer, and he's good. So, again, short answer, I would consider trading Bednar. The long answer, though, is that who are you going to get for him? I don't foresee true benefit to trading Bednar because other teams would have to be giving up too much, and the Pirates wouldn't, if they made the deal, I don't think the Pirates would get an offer where they get a fair and beneficial return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.